honest and the realest, no need to debate em. Shawty, give it to me, I just wanna take ya. Picky, picky girl, where you get your wig from? Picky, picky girl, don't you keep a wig up? Bags all season, yeah, yeah. Trap all season, yeah, yeah. And she back for no reason, yeah, yeah. Hit it once and then I leave her. Say she love me.
Yeah, what it do, what it is.
Yeah.
It's your boy Olansky.
Yeah.
One eye in real life, three eyes on Instagram. You already know the deal. And I got my player partner / co-host / main road dog.
Yeah, it's your boy JR on the IG. Holla at your boy. You know we in the building one more game. A high class dirtbag.
And today we got another special guest.
Whoa.
First time appearance on High Class Dirtbags podcast.
Man, I gotta look up my. I don't even know my IG. Lord,
oh my goodness, no!
Yeah, look, man,
no.
Oh, young.
Say it ain't so.
This bullhorn underscore look like bullhorn underscore or Mr. Bostic on IG. What's up, y'all? How y'all feeling?
Hey.
I appreciate y'all for. Let me slide through.
Shit, man. We appreciate having you, man. And, before we get started, I just wanted to shout out my dog, John Blunt. That was a song featuring him in L.A. called That's What They All Say.
Third World.
No correlation with this episode whatsoever. I just wanted to play that song.
Was that third, for real?
Yeah, that was third.
Third, look, let me tell y'all something. Atlanta, the metropolitan Atlanta area has a gem that they are holding on to that I swear... When he finally do come out, he gonna be something serious. Third World, shout out to you.
Yeah, shout out my nigga Third.
You actually, he is related to me. My wife is his cousin. Shout out to Matt.
Go ahead and get that out there now, you know what I'm saying? Put that in the universe, let everybody know, you know what I'm saying? There's family things over here.
That's my cousin.
You already know. Yeah, that's my bro right there. Shit, man, but I do want to talk about something that's been on my mind as recently.
Keep that going, though.
He tried to pause the blunt.
No, I ain't trying to pause the blunt, man. Like, shit, I was trying to pass it to you. You twisting up. Like, shit. Like, what you want me to do? I put it out. You know, I was like, I ain't want to chief it. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to interrupt you. You know what I'm saying?
I had to say, y'all hospitality is absolutely amazing.
Man, I appreciate it, man.
Tell the people, man, what you get when you come through, this man.
High class dirtbag, which, you know, the dope name off top, but the hospitality is amazing. If you have a vice, it will be met in this motherfucker.
Hey, man. Hey, you already know. You know, we just keep it trashy, but keep it classy. You already know. You know what I'm saying?
See, right now, we starting off. We ain't got no swag to give you, but next time, we going to have some shit.
I got you.
T-shirts and all kinds of shit.
For sure, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But nah, man. The question I wanted to ask y'all to start off today's episode is... I remember there was a time where a lot of people were saying it ain't tricking if you got it. So I've never personally understood that. So I'm going to ask this question. Is it indeed tricking if you indeed have it?
It ain't tricking if you got it. Tricking if you got it.
I think the level of... This Eddie, by the way, if everybody asks, what is this nigga name? Name is Eddie. I don't have a stage name. My daddy named me Eddie after my granddaddy.
Eddie Kane.
Bostic after my last name, Bostic. So I'm not going to disrespect him by having no stage name. No disrespect to anybody who does, but that's how I roll. Anyway, I think it takes a certain level of paper to say, you know, I got it like that. Because, you know, having another woman, I don't know if women out there realize, having one of you motherfuckers has to be the most expensive vice of all time.
Oh, my goodness.
But I need you, mm-hmm. I think. I don't know.
But, all right, I understand that. All right, what I'm saying is.
See that flame.
How is it not tricking even if you have it?
Because, okay, let me tell you a little something, bro. It's tricking either way.
Okay, all right, that's what I just wanted to clarify.
By definition.
It is tricking.
It's tricking by definition. If we being technical,
my definition is tricking.
It's tricking
something that you don't have a lot of.
Nah.
So if you got tricking, a lot of money,
I would okay. Well, see, now I never heard that quite that put that way. I would say tricking is giving without receiving. No. Yeah, because niggas be tricking and don't get nothing out of it. That's what tricking, consider tricking. Now, if you bond a chick something, you bond her purses, you taking her on shopping sprees, you taking her on trips, and you smashing, and you getting that quality time, it's really not tricking.
No, that's a relationship.
That's a relationship. That's what I'm saying. Am I right? So to me, tricking is the art of giving without receiving. Like you giving her your all and you ain't getting shit out of it. Like she just calling you up, I need a new bag, and you dropping that money in the Cash App, but she ain't about to come see you tonight.
One way or another, what the level you're talking about is tricking. Somebody's getting tricked.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so like, either way, it's tricking. But if you got it, it ain't that bad.
Okay.
No, it's supposed to think it's that bad. I'm not tricking if I
pay for it. Okay. You're right. Yeah. That was the point I made. Yeah. See, high shit,
for
man.
Most women.
It's the day after 420. Yeah.
For most women, $50,000 would change their entire life.
Shit, most people. But we talk about women here, so yeah.
So, for most women, $50,000 would change your entire life. Raise your hand, ladies, at the crib. Okay, put your hand down. I got something else for you. Can you even imagine or fathom talking to a guy that has that?
Who could give you $50,000? Yeah, ain't nobody walking around with 50 stacks.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. Physically? But
this
he got
man has the ability to.
He can drop that right in your bank right there. Boom.
There you go, boom. You won't know what to do with yourself. Don't worry about it.
You won't know what to do with yourself.
Every woman in my room, I'm inclined to give niggas some pussy. I know you are. I know you want to say it, ladies. You can say it.
But they be inclined to give a nigga some pussy for less.
Shh, you're telling secrets at this point.
Nah. They know it too. They know it too, because when you said 50, I know a couple of them said 25. Yeah. And I know when they said 25, a couple said 10. And I know when a couple said 10, a couple said 5,000. And I know when a couple said 5,000, it was a couple of y'all that said 500.
Yeah. Okay.
Or at least a solid stack.
At least a solid, if you're smart.
A solid stack with some swag about himself. That pussy is for the streets. It's for
and sale. Guess what? I might just be the type of nigga that could do that.
Exactly.
Solid stack? Oh, hey, if that's all it take, ride with your boy.
Solid stack. I mean,
but hey, guess what? I ain't that type of nigga, so, you know.
Well,
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I'm over here budgetizing and prioritizing.
I ain't giving nothing.
Like,
listen.
I'm good, man. Like,
if I got it in the bank, I ain't giving it away. You got to come work for this. Not necessarily, like, sexual ways.
Yeah,
you be worth it.
If it's my gal, this is a different story.
If you just look good, like some of y'all, like most of y'all just look good.
That's it.
But once you get to know some of y'all motherfuckers, man,
brain's dummy as hell. Like,
who raised
what?
You? Who
like,
shout out?
You be like, what?
TK Kirkland.
Why are you like this?
Who
Why?
Raised you?
You be like, yo,
like who hurt you?
Yeah,
like, and I don't even want to hear that hurt shit. Right. I really don't. Oh, this dude, do whoop, 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 and he hurt. Okay, I'm not him. And so you have to come to me with, but that's the thing. We don't give women enough credit as far as the control that they have. Yeah. Either that or they just don't fucking know.
No, we give them the credit. They just don't know.
No, some do. Some do and use it.
Exactly.
Some do. I mean, that's just like men. Some do and some use it. Some people inadvertently use it. Some people purposely use it. Some people don't even know they got it.
But you know I think as a man out here in this world, if you don't know you got it, nigga, you got about to...
But there's a lot of niggas that do that though, man. That's why.
Why
do you think tricking became a thing?
I think tricking
became a thing because of those type of guys you just said.
Like niggas that don't know they got it.
Yeah.
Survival instinct.
So they just using
what? You got it. What you
but
mean? You
but I'm know. Talking about. I'm not. I'm talking. We're not talking about money when we say we get. They got
what
it. I'm talking about.
I'm saying,
you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about it. You know what I'm saying? What makes you a man? You know what I'm saying? Like what makes you? You know what I'm saying? You. What makes
that
you?
Make you an it factor to the bitches.
Yeah. Just it factor in life. You know what I'm saying?
Just saying in the world.
Like in the world. You know what I'm saying? Everybody possess it. You know what I'm saying? Some people just don't use it. Know how to use it, you know what I'm saying?
But I think
a lot of the dudes that never ever was able to have that game, you know what I'm saying? But always had money or came along money. That's why the whole tricking
ain't got it
came around.
Yeah, that's where tricking come from is niggas who couldn't get it without it.
Yeah,
look what I got.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't got no game.
Yeah, it's like dangling this in front of you. Like,
it's an owl.
Yeah.
This could be yours.
But where I'm from, like, not even that. This like you know what I'm saying? Where I'm from, like, tricking was never cool. Like, only Johns do tricking. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Nah, I mean,
tricking was never cool.
Once niggas
bro.
Is getting money, even when niggas is hustling and niggas is getting money and niggas is throwing money around and spreading money, that in the hood, that looks cool.
Well, okay, it looks cool.
It looks cool with and the guy who you know wasn't getting bitches 10 years ago, but he got money now.
Like
he flipping packs
in an '80s reference. See, I'm speaking more of like
speaking in the '80s
because
when niggas grew up,
when niggas was too busy to be. You know, paying attention to these whores. Like, seriously, I just got off from my 10-hour job. Now I'm out here selling this cocaine until, you know what I'm saying, 3 in the morning. I ain't got time to be romancing your ass. Because if you don't trick, you got to romance, honestly. I mean, at this point, if you don't talk about the draws, you got to pay out the draws.
You got to do something to keep
You got to do something. So if you ain't got enough, that's what I'm saying. So, shout out to RB. The pimp from Gary, Indiana, that just taught me this game. RB is my father, Ronald Boston. Shout out to him. Tricking is giving a woman or whatever the fuck you dating something that you don't have a lot of. If you got a lot of time and you can give a bitch some time, you know what I'm saying? That's something. If you got a lot of money and you can give a bitch some money and it's nothing to you, that's another thing. Cause we, as men, we all know. If you got a lot of time, you ain't got a lot of money. If you're not doing something, occupying yourself to make money, you ain't gonna have a lot of it. Mm. And if you got a lot of money, bitch, I ain't got a lot of time. I gotta go back to get this money.
Mm.
So I'm giving you what I have an abundance of to get the draw.
Mm.
It's gonna take $500 for this pussy. Bitch, I spent $500 on weed a week here. I just won't smoke this week. Whoops.
Yeah.
I mean, but.
But, like, look at NBA niggas. Like, these niggas got enough money to pretty much to buy a chick and keep her happy.
Buy her 2-3 times over.
You know what I'm saying? And keep her happy with her $1,200 rent.
Yeah.
Because she want to stay in the condo. Okay, $1,200 a month? I could. What the fuck?
What?
Check this out. I'm going to pay the motherfucking condo for the year.
It'd be $2,200.
Now you got one locked in. You got one locked in for the year because you're paying the rent for the year. She ain't going no motherfucking
way. Nowhere.
Now she got to put furniture in the bitch. Rooms to go.
You ain't got no problem with that.
I can get you a whole living room set for $1,000. Here.
I was gonna fuck this off.
This ain't nothing but my first damn preseason game. This ain't nothing but a practice.
That's that show up money.
Half a check.
Yeah. $50,000, $100,000? That's just for showing up.
That's just for showing up. Here you go. I mean, what do you need? Like, that's the type of nigga, like, shit is unlimited.
Yeah.
It's unlimited.
But what
do you need? Like, what do you need for you to like me?
But you went to high school. How many niggas you know that made it? Even close to the NBA or made it to the NBA, them niggas didn't have no game.
No.
Them niggas were just good at basketball.
It's just popularity at that point.
Right. So here's my thing. When you get to the level of these whores and gold diggers, and if you're not a whore or gold digger, you can't be pissed off at what I'm about to say. When you reach that level, you have to have some type of game. Look, I come with everything.
Hey, bro, y'all do realize there's a WNBA, so there's some niggas, there's a group of niggas out there, dog.
Who ain't straight up. Right now, that's like, hey. Atlanta Dream over at the W, my nigga. Like, we need to go.
Bro, that shit literally just popped up. Like, there's a group of niggas out there that's just hey, baby.
Yo, double, another one.
About to have like some 7'9" Amazonian kids and shit, dog. Like, goddamn.
Hey, man, that's probably one of the biggest licks in the world. Most of the WNBA bitches suck pussy. So.
That's what I'm about to say. They don't even like you, my niggas.
Dog. Like, shit, dog. But hey, you know there's a group of niggas out there.
It is.
Some of them do.
It's probably 29 of them and 5 of them got chose. Congratulations to those niggas.
Hey, it's some niggas that came up. I guarantee some niggas that came up.
Yeah, it's niggas who coming up off of bitches a lot now. Anyway.
Oh man, shit, man! Shout out to a lot of niggas in the South right now, man, because a lot of niggas in the South do that, man. And I'm ashamed to say that, man. But I ain't even gonna say that. I would say a lot of motherfuckers is doing that now altogether, man, because, like, that's just the wave, and I don't understand when it became acceptable. You know what I'm saying?
Acceptable.
Well, for niggas.
Yeah, for, like, I mean, anybody, dog. Like, any. Like, I was always taught you do for yourself, and you always make sure you got yourself. You don't depend on nobody. I mean, but that's essentially what they're doing. They just, you know, bottom feeders and shit, just live off of people.
Women,
you know,
like
saying?
That been existed, though.
Yeah,
but shit, men like that too, though. But that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, men like that too. Niggas that just want to live on your couch or
well, hold on.
You know what I'm saying? They don't want to put nothing forth towards the bill.
I need that.
Yeah,
that's some bum shit, though, my nigga. Like, niggas that just want to lay on the couch and not do shit and live off your chick.
Yeah, bro. Because
she gonna let you, but that's still some bum shit, my nigga.
It's some bum shit, but.
What you got to stand on, like, at the end of the day?
Not a goddamn thing. Exactly. You don't need nothing to stand on.
Yes, you do.
He's talking about an entire class level of bullshitting ass nigga that does exist.
That's
in
what
this
I'm saying.
World.
Like, he ain't got shit to stand on. Like, as a man, you don't have shit to stand on this earth. Because you living off your chick. She's taking care of you, my nigga. So, what the fuck can you tell me?
I mean, shit. I guess you could say he just fucking within his budget.
No. He ain't got no fucking budget because he broke. No, he don't. His budget is his.
The
only reason he got a budget is because of her. If she ain't had no money, he wouldn't have no money.
I have to do nothing but work my dick to get this budget.
That's bum, my nigga. That's bumski.
Yeah.
Look, you can go work for the white man. Work for this fat.
I'm gonna go work for the white man and come home feeling like a fucking man. Rather than to fucking live off the chick.
Yeah, dog.
And
can't
she
do
got
that,
the
bro.
Upper hand on me every time we argue. Nigga, shut up before I don't give you no. Next time you ask for money, I ain't giving you shit. Give me my $5 back.
I'm
don't need none of that
I've
shit.
I'm not saying I've ever fucked with a chick like this or anything like that. I just know that they fucking exist. Mm-hmm. There are some undesirable, very bitches out here in
these
streets that will.
Not even undesirable.
Their self-esteem is so low.
Not even undesirable. It's some bad ones out there
and
like that.
That's what really fucks my head up.
What's that?
Because, sweetheart, you could be just taken care of off badness alone. Off badness alone, you could be a bitch out here being taken care of, and you decide to fuck with that nigga. Well, nah, man, you do your thing.
Hey, man, there's love for everybody. I mean, but sometimes that should just blind you to what's really going on, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess. Oh, I mean, what else could it be? I mean, shit. Like, I mean, nigga ain't got no job, no nothing, dog. You just rocking with a motherfucker, dog. Like, I'm sorry, ladies. Like, you gotta have a career, like. For real, I mean, it's not cool. I'm sorry, anybody, man. You gotta have something going on, man.
Not
like,
even just men.
Like you like just everybody,
women too.
Man. Everybody.
You think y'all could just sit in your ass and take fucking pictures all day on IG because you sexy because you got a nice body and pretty face.
They do it.
Hey, but
though.
I mean,
but
hey, they making bank though, man. They making so much bank, the IRS coming for
exactly,
them damn taxes.
Like,
man.
They need to. Yeah.
Hustles I realized women have had this past year that I'm very disgusted.
Thirst trapping niggas, man. You know we weak.
Hustle number one, selling news. I want all the young niggas that are listening to this. Niggas our age could talk a chick into giving news in 7 text messages? 8 text messages, baby? And you niggas is paying for it?
These chicks is like,
for
check.
Me,
pay for my premium snap and see me.
For me, it's like,
these
dog, like,
off.
Like, honestly, like, as a man, how do you, like, how do, as a man,
you know, shit, you know, this porn is free.
As a man, what nigga? Stop this nigga, must be stopped.
You said porn is free.
Yeah, porn is free, my nigga.
Oh, yeah,
like,
it is.
They telling you they gonna charge me for this premium snap shit.
I just never understood this. You're
but
gonna charge
free.
Me to watch another nigga fuck you. I must be the dumbest.
Even if you
gonna
do
dog.
That, it's stupid.
Yeah, bro.
Like, don't
shit,
you
man.
Know about
just, man,
apps they got
man, I don't understand how hood niggas be paying for that shit, dog. It's like, nigga, you live in the hood, dog. You could easily just go right down the street and watch somebody watch a junkie getting fucked right now in the alley, bro. Like, I grew up in the hood, bro. You can't tell me that's not possible.
As junkies, but bro, I will say, bro, come on, bitches dog. In the hood that don't do nothing but fuck. They
man, hey,
do
man.
Nothing but fuck.
Hey, man. Yeah, I ain't about to pay no damn $5.99 to watch you get chopped by my man
what?
In the back.
Exactly. That shit crazy. I just nigga, another one. These hoes are selling their panties.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that shit been big in Japan, though.
Okay. I thought I was the only one who seen it.
Nah,
I didn't want to, you know.
Seen it. I can't believe it, but
public,
I've seen it. That shit dumb as fuck. Like, I'm going to buy your panties that you use.
That
fuck
she was walking around in all goddamn day.
You crazy.
What you creepy-ass niggas doing with that
shit?
Yeah, man. What y'all be doing?
Man? Hey, man. Straight up. I'd rather the motherfuckers buying panties than fucking going postal. Because like, the same motherfuckers that be buying panties be the same motherfuckers, dog, that be flipping out,
to
bro.
Make you feel good about yourself.
Hey, man, you right.
Do that.
Keep selling them panties, lady.
Do that.
And do meetups, goddammit. That nigga needs that shit. He needs that
out. He look forward to that
if
shit.
If he bust nothing you, he won't bust shots in schools. All right? So let him fuck. Please. Oh, let him shit. Fuck.
They create a monster, you let that nigga fuck. Be at your door.
Yeah, bro. Like, shit.
But you gonna get your $80, sweetheart.
Cat.
My motherfucker, man, shit. Bust more nuts, man. You heard it here first on High Class Dirtbag. If I'm an advocate for anything, man, it's bust more nuts, man.
I understand
like,
why it's something that can happen.
Bust more nuts, smoke more blunts.
Hey, you know? Bust more nuts, smoke more blunts. Yeah.
Like, that's just
you
what
don't
it is.
Fuck hope.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't talking about dope. Like, it depends on what dope you talking about. If dope. You talk about that 1960s dope, yes.
1960s dope, yeah.
Yes, that's weed. That right that's weed. But if you talk about dope now, no. Like,
I
dope now?
These niggas
shit, boy, you crazy, boy.
They on everything.
You crazy, dog. Them motherfuckers is one Advil away from an overdose.
What you
talking
about right now?
They want Percocet. Percocet,
nigga. Percocet.
Drink water, nigga.
Percocet, lead, cocaine, and heroin. Like, goddamn, uppers and downers? Like, yo, you about
your body going sideways. You don't know if
you're going up or down. Your liver is in shambles right now. It's not doing shit. It's just letting everything through. It doesn't give a fuck, all right? It's
just letting taking drugs ride. Just to function. I'm trying to turn up. Pull some of that shit in my cup. Nigga, I'm trying. I got to go to the store, nigga. Pull some of that shit in my cup.
What?
Like, yeah, bro.
I'm about to fuck thing. This bitch. I'm about to pop this pill. Like, that my nigga, you need pills to fuck? You under 30? Knock it off, my nigga. Y'all niggas, man. Y'all gonna be 50 years old, man. Your dick
who?
Ain't gonna work.
50 who? Them boys gonna be like 36, right. Boy. New shit, dog.
That's so
fucked
up.
Dog, you
hey,
know.
If
you know
popping
what's fucked
all
up?
These drugs right
it's
now.
These niggas, you know what? With the problem, these niggas don't be getting physicals, bro. Like, cause that shit, if you get one physical, dog, that shit will be like, oh, nah, nigga. I'm, like, yeah, man, your liver
these
is
niggas
beat
don't do
the
nothing
shit.
Physical. That's why they don't want to fight. They pull out a gun. Ain't no fighting. Ain't no running from fights. Nothing. Ain't no.
I'm like, shit, boy.
These might be the worst.
Niggas don't even play outside no more. Like, niggas be from 8 to fucking 17. They stop. They stop going outside.
The motherfuckers be thugging out here, man. I'd be like, man, shh.
But for what? Y'all, hey, cuz, we don't own none of this shit.
Like, that's what I'm saying, man.
High Class Dirtbag. Look, I might dress in overalls, but I got 6 properties. Time to fucking.
Yeah.
We don't own this shit, nigga.
Like, shit, that's stop. What I'm saying, bro. Like, fuck all that bullshit. Like, y'all motherfuckers sitting there talking about this and that, whip and that shit. Like, boy, you better get you some property.
Get you some property.
Goddamn stock options. 401ks,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Y'all talk about AKs.
Learn how to do something.
It's 401ks.
You can't be 25 and don't know how to do shit, my nigga.
Bro.
You never put a wrench or a screwdriver to nothing besides a car or some shit like you're trying to steal.
Man,
that shit.
I ain't gonna lie, boy. I feel myself becoming one of them salty ass old niggas.
Nah, I already am.
The other day I saw one of these rich little niggas on IG talk about, yeah, I don't know how to change no tire. I ain't got no daddy. Fuck it. I'm leaving this shit here and I'm buying a new car. Like, nigga, what? Like, nigga, what? Like,
yeah, you need to go back to school.
Like, nigga, what? Like, wait a minute. What? Like, so you gonna spend $80,000 on a new car rather than change a damn $100 tire? Like, all right, cool.
I mean, flexing is at an all-time high. That's
it
what,
has
that's
to be. Like, niggas have to, the niggas are trying to get out of their budget with dating bitches.
Yo, man, shit, man. You can't be out your budget, man. You gotta budget, man. You, like, hey, man, not saying that it's always going to be hard, you know what I'm saying? But just you just got to recognize, man, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
that,
you
hey.
Know when the chick is out your budget, out your pocket range.
You know. You know, but
you driving this, she driving that, she got on this, and you got on a sweatsuit.
Yeah.
Not saying sweatsuits is bad, but shit, you chilling. You think you fresh.
Man, shout out Julian Edelman, man. I just read. Oh, no, not Julian. Danny Amendola, man. I'm sorry. I always get those two white dudes confused. Now, shout out to him, man, because he just blasted his ex. He's like, man, that's why I ain't with you, because you always want Instagram shit. Like, I'm trying to live private. I got to have a public life, you know what I'm saying? But he's like, I want only so much of it to be private, and you always want Instagram. He's like, man, I can't deal with that shit.
Oh, so she be posting, they personal life type.
Yeah, man. Like, I'm good, man. Like, I mean, they got reality shows for everything, man. Every IG is a fucking reality show, bro. Like, personal reality shows. Like,
it's all for attention, man.
I'm like, I get it, man. Hey, man, if you gonna make your bag, like, cause there's some intelligent people that's just using Instagram to get that paper. You know what I'm saying? And using their body to get that paper. Shout out to y'all, cause y'all see the means to an end. But all the man, people that ain't, that don't got it in the back of their head, you know what I'm saying? That's gonna do it and think it's gonna last forever. Newsflash: nothing lasts forever, baby.
Keep it a buck. Man, it might be the whiskey I'm drinking. Chew hoes is lazy, man.
Hey.
You making a living clapping your ass every day. That's what you wake up to do, clap your ass?
Yes.
Hey, man.
Where the fuck is your daddy, man?
What you mean? He gone.
Nah, man.
He's
not there because mom ran him off.
You know where they daddy at?
No, I'm tired of this shit.
You know where they fucking
they
daddy at?
They wake up. They put the fucking drawers and shit on. They put the little sexy shit on. Set their little camera up. Clap their ass on IG.
They go to gym.
A couple hundred likes.
They gymming now.
I seen the bitch get 30,000, 20,000 likes off of clapping her ass. But goddamn, man. Like, is that what that's what it's about now? Like, we let them get away with this shit.
Hey, man.
Because she getting paid off of it.
Hey, man.
It's highway fucking robbery, bro.
Because the mom ran the daddy off the bridge.
No, I ain't even going to assume that.
That's neither here nor there.
I'm not even going to assume that. I'm going to assume that they daddy, especially what the girls you talk about now is probably, 20-something now, right? Yeah. So, yeah, I would imagine there's been like 20 or 30, last 20, 30 years, everybody's a rapper now. So their daddy probably ran off to be a rapper. And is still 50 years old trying to be a rapper.
Maybe I'm biased because I got a little girl, bro.
Like,
and I'm in fear of my life. Oh, what?
I got three little girls.
God.
But I'm never gonna lie to them ever. And I might be a little too honest with them. Look.
Nah, bro. I don't think you'd ever be too honest,
be some
bro.
Girls and I'm like, it's gonna be some girls.
But you
and,
see, that's why I feel the way I feel about the whole Instagram chick shit. Cause,
yeah, me too.
You know, it's a trap to easily fall into. You know what I'm saying? I can get paid. I ain't gotta leave my house. A nigga ain't gotta touch me. But the fucking world is seeing your
world.
You
seeing,
know what I mean? And like,
you're worthless,
and like, I ain't even like. It's some bitches you don't even you go through 100 videos, you never hear the bitch voice, never see her face. It's like, well, you might see it, you see her face because you know they want to be seen, but you never hear her voice, and like you'll never know her personality. So all you see is an ass and like
personality. They don't need one of those.
I'm just saying, bro.
Because you got that, and then you got shout out to, but still fuck y'all, City Girls. Look, you don't have to have a personality. Okay,
well, you mean we don't really know how the City Girls feel because Lil Yachty wrote out his shit. So
man, that's the thing. Like y'all man. Are getting played, young ladies. You're getting played.
All this shit y'all popping. And a nigga with a red nigga braids, bro.
Yeah, no, that's crazy, bro. Braids. A nigga wrote the raps, dog. Limo. Like I don't want. And y'all then that song was a hit in March during Women's Empowerment Month. So look. Like, like y'all gotta come better than that,
y'all
man.
Y'all getting played by a nigga named Libbo.
Y'all
can Libbo.
Little Yachty.
If y'all don't think, hey, man. And y'all, what the fuck ever? No, nigga, there's no way around that,
bro. No, y'all getting played by the realest ass bitch,
bro. I
give a fuck about a nigga,
bro. I saw the interview with him talking about how he wrote it and like he knows what
he
women
cocky
want.
As fuck.
And it was like, dog, like what the fuck, dog? Are you serious, bro?
And when I say this, I'm only targeting certain bitches. I want all of you bitches to think, all that dick you've been sucking, all that ass you've been giving up. Uh-huh. You remember that trainer that you let them niggas run on you because you made that bag and that nigga had that sack or what the fuck ever?
It was a setup.
How y'all feel?
Act up. You can get
smacked. Call in 910-797-9626. How do you feel? I want to know. Because you got played.
Damn.
One of the ugliest niggas in the game.
Bruh, straight A, man. Hey, man, he did it.
From Dark Knight.
Bruh did it, man. Bruh did it.
On purpose. With red hair.
He did it, man. Hey, man. Shout out to Lil Yachty, man. One of the jugs of the century, you know what I'm saying? One of the best.
Yeah, got him.
One of the best non-violent robberies I've seen in the last 5 years.
Weak arm robbery.
Nigga just came in the game. Y'all just flew Lil Yachty with that shit.
Great word.
You know what I'm saying? Bitch. I told this good nigga that I was going to take care of me and my three kids because that's all I'm really bringing to the motherfucking new relationship that I'm in.
Gotcha.
My nigga Jeremy Meeks, though, he got the number one spot, though. Shout out Jeremy Meeks, man.
Who's this?
Jugger of the decade.
The model nigga.
Yeah, that's the dude that went to prison and then his mugshot went popular. The high yellow dude with the green eyes.
Did he go
eyes.
To prison or did he go to jail?
No, he went to prison. Because he already had felonies and shit, got out, divorced his wife of like 15 years, and then married to like the Johnson & Johnson Harris or some shit. Had a baby with her, and now I think they're about to split up. Yeah. Like, money yeah, move.
That's he going money. Back to the baby mama, son. He's going back to the baby mama.
He said, I don't get caught no more. I make money move.
He going back to the baby mama, though. That's the money. Hey, listen, I'm about to go make this move. We about to be straight for life. What? Understand, please.
God damn.
Please, understand, please.
But do you think a woman can take that?
Yes.
This nigga, you just, crazy out your
this nigga was just in prison. Yeah, she could take that. She could take a nigga being in prison, and you could take me getting out being millionaires. Yes, you can take
if
that.
If you go home to your girl or talk to your chick and tell her, baby.
Hey, not my particular chick, but it's some chicks out there. It's some chicks out there riding with that idea.
In a circle for like 9 months. Okay?
What? It's some niggas out there that let their chick do that.
Like, yeah.
Hey, them niggas, there, boy.
Tell me I'm lying. Tell me.
No, you ain't lying.
You ain't lying, nigga.
What you gonna do for a check?
You know what I'm saying? What? Money Harlem talk, Knight, bullshit, walk. You can say what you gonna do.
Harlem Nights, that nigga said, is he the type of nigga you wanna fuck?
God damn.
I was like, God damn, Buzz. You know what I'm
saying? God damn.
She was like, yeah.
Jealousy.
He's like, okay, go over there and fuck him. Like, damn. Like, nah, man. I don't see that.
That's just what they doing, man. Like, shit, that check, man. It's a crazy day and age. Like, I'm from the 80s, so, like, this shit just different for me, man. Like, I was just like.
I'm a 90s baby.
Oh, shout out to all the 90s babies. Y'all about to be 30
Cancer
pretty soon,
90s too. 90s babies, too. God damn shit. We a different fucking breed. I swear we are.
Yep.
Shout out to all the soldiers, too, man. Shout out to all the veterans.
Yeah, definitely, man. My pops was a veteran, man. Shout out to everybody. My brothers. My other brother, my sister.
My pops, all my uncles, shout out.
You know what I'm saying? My stepmom, shit, man. Just my whole family. Shout out to them. Shit, not me, though. I got tatted up, started smoking weed, went to film school. You know what I'm saying? Shade? fuck that. Like, shit, I'm going to be creative. Everybody was like, all right, man, that's cool. That's cool. Like, shit, because when I was going to go in the military, man, that's when 9/11, all that shit was popping off. So it was just like, nah, don't do that shit, man.
Real quick.
The boy was like,
that bullet, that's goof ass shit. Don't get us started on that, boy.
Yeah, I ain't going over
conspiracy
there.
Conspiracy theories the shit out of that.
You was there?
Where?
In Afghanistan and shit?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Deployed 2014.
Yeah, man. Oh, shit.
Motherfucking 46 ASB. Shout out to them niggas.
Shout out to you. Thank you for everything.
Man. Shout out to Justin and all them niggas. Yeah, I was there, man.
You had to get in the shit?
Man, let me tell you something about that war. I'm going to tell you the bodies? Honest truth.
Bodies?
No, man. It's such a...
Oh, man. Oh, man.
So many
lies.
Like, it's so many lies. Don't... And I was that motherfucker, man. I was a white boy covered with black for the longest time. When I say that, I mean, like, when 9/11 first happened, you know, we were going to war. And I was like, nigga, let's go get them sand.
Oh, you was USA.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people were.
Like, logic, like, kicked in. Like, hold up. Y'all looking for this nigga in a cave? Like, this nigga don't have a mansion? Like, he hired niggas to kill themselves. You spent a bag. But I was like, okay, all right, you know, maybe just whoop-de-whoop-whoop-de. He just hiding out right now. Then it's most shit started to come out. And then I found out that Martin Luther King's, the U.S. government was convicted of shooting Martin Luther King in 1999. And I was like, wait a minute, what the fuck would they do that? And it's like, U.S. started showing they skirt. And I was like, wait a minute, what the fuck? So once I deployed, I was like, motherfucking, yo, these people ain't over here fucking with us. Like, they look like me.
You saw how they was moving.
Yeah, I'm like, they
ain't fucking with us. Like that.
This nigga hurting his sheep and hurting them back, like. I'm not discounting or discrediting any of the people who lost their lives in the war, but it's just...
But did you encounter, like, the wild motherfuckers?
Nah, I mean, a lot of my friends...
You was out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, a lot of my friends, I went to... Because we was all going to go in together. I was the only one that didn't go because my people talked me out. You know what I'm saying? A lot of my friends that went there, they all came back saying the same shit. Like, hey, man, we was over there for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing. Like, we was over there for nothing, man. Like,
that's what the government do, though. Like, they do shit, And we'll never know the fucking reason why, man. Yeah. You can speculate. You can have all the fucking conspiracy.
Nah, man. But like the only thing is, man. Like I you know, I pay attention to politics here and there. But the only thing is, man. The good thing is, man. Is everybody's been fed up, and especially our generation and the generation that came under us, and afterwards they're getting fed up. So now they're running and they're winning these offices that a lot of people have been holding for 30, 40, 50, 60 years. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all of them. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, they holding up. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's time for the ass.
It's time to go, man.
To get the fuck out.
Shout out to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
It's like being analog in a digital age. Like you're making analog decisions. You're not doing anything.
It's not even the same day and age. You know? Yeah, you got to grow with the times.
Man. Yeah, man. Shout out to growing with the times.
Shout out to growing up, period. Every birthday, my daughter, I say the same thing to my daughter. She already knows. I say, look, don't grow up. It's a trap. Like, stay a kid. Don't learn shit. Like, hold on. Because once you know, that's what thing about knowing. Once you fucking know.
But that's a double-edged sword like a motherfucker, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, but there's a lot of motherfuckers who still know and still do dumb shit, so. Hey.
Yeah. Kodak, to be exact. Like, I don't know if he ever will hear this or if he's just scrolling.
This nigga, man.
But you know what,
Kodak? It don't matter what you say. So you can say what you want to say, because he ain't gonna listen to it.
No.
Anyway, you feel me? Like, niggas try to save his ass before, nigga keep fucking up. So like, at some point, you gotta let nigga fall on his face and be like, hey, this is just one of them niggas that ain't gonna listen.
Because you know why he not gonna listen, though?
Kodak Black.
Because, like, on God, I'm gonna tell you the real. Kodak is from that part of Florida that if you 30 years old, you one of the oldest niggas in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that part of Florida. I have people down there, and they feel like, nigga, by 18, if I don't make it, I'm gonna die, like, soon, doing something stupid.
So it ain't no OGs.
OG 30, 35. That nigga
is still fucking. Y'all remember with the 60s and the 70s, as hell, some of the 80s? Like first part of the 80s, once crack hit, that was when it was rap. It was like, nigga, fuck an OG, nigga. That shit. Like, it's my time, nigga. Like, this is like, OGs used to last, dog. OGs used to be like 50, 60, 70, 80. You know what I'm saying? Well, I done been out the game for 20 years, young blood. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, don't now take your money. You know, those niggas don't exist. Those niggas do not exist no more. And like you say, with crack, with the mass incarceration, the situation that's going on, it's no OGs in the hood. None. Yeah. Zero. Zilch. And the niggas who trying to be OGs, shit, I'm 27 years old. You know, I'm, what am I, 4 years older than a nigga who needs to be taught something? Hey, don't do that. Nigga, I just did that shit. Don't do it.
Yeah, like, don't.
You don't know shit.
Yeah. Like, I literally got out of that situation, bro.
I just did that.
Overcome all the obstacles that.
Yeah, nigga. So you don't have to do that.
That came from me mishandling this situation.
Exactly.
3 years after the fact, bro. Don't do it.
Remember, we're only five generations removed from slavery.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we've made some progress, and we really ain't made no progress, because every time we get OGs, they get popped.
The mentality still there.
Yeah. So Kodak ain't hanging around no niggas that's fucking, nigga, why would you say some shit like that? Boy, that's just not good.
He with niggas that's with that shit.
Yeah. And one of us. Because them niggas is
I mean, that's what it seemed like, because they let them say this
like,
shit.
Yeah, they recording him saying it. Yeah, like, I would have been like, he was like, man, you recording this shit? Yeah, no. Not really. I would act like I was recording it and not even be like, oh, man, damn, my bad, dog. I must have pressed the button twice. Like, he's like, man, you ain't recording that shit? Like, nah, dog.
I'm protected. That's why. That's the difference between a Kevin Hart and a Cat Williams. Kevin made one fuck up and one fuck up. Kevin Hart was almost to the point where he could.
Bro, he didn't make.
Kevin Hart.
He didn't make no fuck up.
He's not
up,
a
bro.
Drug addict.
Bro, like, Kevin Hart, what fuck up did he make?
He did cheat on his wife.
Oh, man.
If you want to be able to get on that statue, you gotta be squeaky.
Yeah, man. I guess so, man. You gotta be squeaky, but yeah.
You gotta get on that statue, get on the level with them.
I mean, everybody, man.
And he nigga was almost squeaky.
But shit.
But
it goes back. Kevin Hart obviously had it, so it wasn't tricking because
I mean,
he had it.
No niggas ain't
like, shit. Like, straight up. You know what? Kevin Hart does have the type of money that what's gonna fix your life.
It ain't cheating if you got it. Like, yeah. God damn.
$20,000 gonna fix your life, like, for real. Hold on, it's in the glove department.
So it ain't tricking if you got it. What about cheating? Is it cheating if you got it?
It's been proven. You can be forgiven.
Because a lot of these niggas don't be bred for the worst cheat. A lot of these chicks be bred to fuck up and just be like, yo.
Especially if you got bread.
We see it every day. Make $25,000 a year. They leave when you cheat.
Listen, man.
No, that's not cheating. We see it. That's not cheating.
We see this shit all the time with all these celebrities.
That's not cheating, bro. That's a business move, dog. That's not cheating. That's a business move.
All these celebrity relationships. You see this shit. Ain't nobody leaving. You ain't leaving no millionaire. You going to break up. You might talk shit. They coming back.
Hell
no. They come back all the time, man. All you need is a couple million in the bank. They coming back. Yeah. You don't even got to have a couple million.
I think you
that's a business move.
She needs doing to be something. From the... And that's the thing.
She needs to be dependent on you.
That's yeah, she needs back. To be from an area of dependency. She, like, a lot of women I know who are with niggas who? Of stature say this to me. And I don't know why they tell my black ass. I can't do nothing for you, but I'm not going to fuck up what I have for his, you know, thoughtlessness in a sense. I'm like, damn, bitch, I'm gonna sit on Mount Olympus. I don't give a fuck about your dick issues. Hey, we'll fix that shit later on. But a lot of these hoes, they not gonna eat without they nigga. But a lot of niggas like that too.
She like another way. I ain't gonna let another bitch get this.
Yeah.
Because
you know what I'm saying? Because he want to fuck. Yeah, shit. Woo, he like pussy. Yeah, exactly. I know he do, nigga.
Exactly.
He has the money to like different pussy.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. It'd be crazy once you got your budget right. Once you got a great budget, like a lot of shit changed once that budget looked great. I'm trying to tell you, when you working with the damn build the budget from Aldi's, you know what I'm saying? That shit tough. Was you get that
most women have never seen $50,000 in one time.
Shit, what? Who?
Hell no. A lot of niggas ain't seen $10,000.
Exactly. So here's the thing: if in any time you could just allow this bitch to see $50,000, you get her mind so fucked up that she knows that's the end game. That's the prize. Holy shit.
Niggas too. Shit, because I know some niggas right now, dog, who chick flashing $50,000 on their bank account. Them niggas ain't right going now. Nowhere. Oh, they be like, yeah, man, I'm out, man. Be like, damn, dog. Yeah. What about the kids? Yeah, man, they'll be straight. Be like, God damn, bro. That's fucked up.
Yeah, I know a nigga. I know some niggas that'll stay with a Rasputia for $50,000.
Like, word.
Forever. And
that's baby girl. Hey, that's baby girl.
Every nigga
bro.
I see better not people, ever call
like do some slime ball grimy shit. You like, dog, I don't understand it.
But your mom's maybe white girl. I be understanding my nigga. I be looking you dead in your eye and there don't be no soul in there. You see them niggas? My niggas look like they just got out. And
get
had
out,
to be niggas. With this white bitch.
The get out niggas. When you look them in the eye, they kind of embarrassed, but damn.
But you like, nigga, I know, bro. You must have just got out, nigga.
It's all right, bro. Don't be
ashamed. Yeah, you got 6 months with the bitch, and she got to go.
Don't be ashamed, bro. It's all right. You know what I mean? Everybody got to love somebody.
That's true.
That's fucking within your budget.
Hey man, you gotta move within your budget.
You gotta move within your budget.
You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you just gotta like and fuck with who fuck with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That too.
Or you just gonna be solo dolo.
That ain't the bitch you wanna fuck though. Nah, you have to fuck.
I mean, sometimes you gotta realize where you at.
Sometimes at what age do you realize where you at?
It should be like around about 30. Around about 28,
29, 30. I heard a theory the other day that said
you need to know where
your
you
favorite
at.
Basketball player retires, nigga, you retire.
Nigga, shit, them niggas lasting like 5-10 years on average. Average NBA career, like 5-8 years.
LeBron, hang it up, we done, huh?
A lot of these niggas who should have hung it up with Kobe are still out here tricking. Dating outside they damn butt.
Hey, dog, them be the same niggas, dog. I can't wait to see how this will... Old generation go dressed, dog. I can because that means I'll be old. But a lot of these niggas gonna be. Dog, I can't wait to see if these motherfuckers become old dudes still wearing skinny jeans, dog. This shit gonna be funny, dog.
I still see niggas. Sagging.
So okay. So do you think like at a certain age, what size jean do you wear? Like, do you go to a slim straight,
Nigga, grow up.
Or, I mean, well,
just wear some shit that fits,
bro. Jeans is slim pretty much. Yeah, nowadays.
I mean, but I'm talking about wearing some shit that's
you
fit,
mean
bro.
Like skinny.
No, I'm talking about like niggas wearing jeggings.
The skinny jeans.
The leggings,
the
tight jeggings.
Shirt,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like, because you know how.
You should have been knocked off.
There's old niggas that was dressed in like the 90s now. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, like Steve Harvey size.
Above 25 in that shit, man. If you above like 26.
Motherfucker still got the crisp.
I give you up to 28.
Motherfuckers,
I give you up to 28.
So that's when your hip hop car should be revoked.
No, hell no, nigga, your hip hop car goes to the grave.
Like your
you're trendy. No.
Your generation's gonna be locked in. Like
you gotta just know, bro. You just gotta know when to change your swag up with your age, man. You can't still be rocking the same shit like niggas in their 19, 20, 21 be rocking all the time. Some shit is. It don't matter what age you is and you can rock it. But certain shit, like you said, the jeggings and all that shit, you got to hang that up at a certain point, my nigga. Like, if you could never fit them in to begin with, you shouldn't have been rocking them.
Yeah, my
dude. I see niggas in their 20s that don't need to be rocking them shit.
Man, niggas got them jeggings, man.
That's just not a good look at all, like, for nobody. That's just not a good look for nobody, my nigga.
Bro, motherfuckers went from sagging to the damn shit, their ass cracked up. Like, this shit crazy, bro. But that shit funny though, man. You like, I don't know.
I was a hefty kid, so I couldn't wear a lot of trendy shit. And my parents were broke.
But shit just got tight though. Past 5 years, bro.
Shit, I'd probably say about a decade now, bro.
Tight though. Yeah, like tight.
Tight, dog. I think Lil Wayne been wearing jackets for about 10 years now.
Lil Wayne. But they weren't selling them for us like they selling them now. They every fucking wear.
2009, ball huggers. Like, we used to be like,
I was out the loop by 2009, nigga.
They was saying that wasn't kind of kids. Because his balls is like,
nut huggers, man.
Oh,
by these pants. I was a Wrangler guy.
Okay.
Fuck them nut huggers, man.
Wore Wranglers and shit.
Had the W in the back.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, I ain't doing no nut huggers, man.
That's like I said, that ain't a good look for nobody, especially if you're a grown ass man.
But that's why
I think it's gonna be funny, dog.
How you gonna
see a lot of these niggas 60, 70 years old wearing skinny jeans and their big ass goofy shoes, dog? They like, this shit gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be interesting because that's their style,
Motherfucker,
you know?
What's up, big dog? Like, nothing, homie.
Nothing, man. Nothing, young thug. But fashion, man, don't get me started on
this shit. Funny.
It's so everywhere now.
Man, it's just all about being you, man. That's what.
It's all about being you, man. What you comfortable rocking, rock it.
Yeah, man.
If you comfortable enough to come outside, look goofy as fuck,
question.
Man.
I'm to the age now
do that
where
shit,
I can wear
like
the fuck
laugh
I
want
to wear.
Yeah, dog, shit, dog. I do. Like, I don't give a fuck, dog. Like,
fuck
shit.
Y'all, Walmart got some good, nice shirts.
Dog, I wear whatever the fuck I want, man.
Yeah, man, that's what it's about, though. Wearing what you fuck you comfortable in. And, you know what I'm saying? Let the goofy nigga stay goofy. Trying to keep up with young niggas or whatever the trends is, like fuck that.
That's why I keep my style, bro, because that shit gonna always intersect.
Because
styles are a revolving cycle, so I keep my style, and that shit always gonna revolve back to my shit.
Y'all gonna be wearing Jabos in 3 years. I'm just gonna let you know. I'm about to shock your mind right now. I can tell the future. They're gonna bring them back.
Jabro, dog. Jabros.
Whoa, nigga. You had to iron them shits for like 30 minutes. Trying to get a wrinkle out them bitches.
Oh, man, once that strap go out, it's a wrap, bro. Bitch gonna start flailing
don't let
up.
Wet and rain, nigga. You are lugging around 15 pounds.
You got a whole nother nigga on you now.
Attached to you.
Don't let you have the jean jacket and the pants.
Oh, shit.
Now you got a whole firefighter outfit on. You got a whole nother 20 pounds.
And you know
can hear you coming and everything, nigga.
Bro. And you know them shits is oversized too, bro.
Yeah,
back in them times.
That's what I'm saying, man. That was some heavy duty.
You gonna shock your mind. Give it within 3 years, nigga. Jabos, they're gonna blow your fucking mind. And after that, you're gonna start wearing this stuff called FUBU.
Dying, nigga.
And y'all probably are. I seen FUBU coming back though.
Yeah, they're trying to, man. I'm good.
With some shoes and the motherfucking. Like,
shit, boy. I'm looking at, man, when they bring back Starberries, man.
When they bring back British Knights, young folks.
Hey, shout out to my mama, man. I still remember that Christmas where she took me to the mall. It was like, they got that new Starberry store.
Oh, shit. You could get Starberry, like... Did Starberry end up in Kmart or something?
Nah, but he had his own store at first, dog. And the shoes were like $5, $10, $20 a piece, bro. So you could go there, dog, back to store. And them shit, but them shit used to bust open so quick, dog.
Oh, shit.
So you take an awkward left turn on the court.
Don't say that.
Bah! Oh,
my nigga,
no.
Starberry. Shout out to Stephon Marbury, man. He tried to make some affordable kicks for niggas.
He did, but them shits was not reliable.
You know, Shaq did that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, man. And them Shaqs. No, yeah, because that nigga was dunking.
Niggas, but yo, them shits was ugly, son. So.
What you mean? A nigga.
Whoa. Marbury. The Starberry was ugly as fuck. Starberry.
Hell yeah.
No. I don't know what an ugly shit looks like. Okay. I know them Balenciagas. Them shits. Ugly. Motherfucker.
Hey, man.
Any nigga buy those is goofy. You just fucking...
It's all good,
shit,
man.
There's a lot of goofy niggas running around here. I see them every day.
Nigga, don't do that.
Shit. Man. A lot of them shits...
Ugly, nigga.
A lot of them shits like RoboCop sneakers, man.
Yes, you dumb fuck.
RoboCop.
My shit.
Somebody tell you to buy it. Throw up,
shit,
dumbass.
Shit look anyway. like wheels come out the sides of the motherfucker and just take off.
The motherfucker got the Skechers.
The
Sketchyagas.
No, they were just ugly for some hooping.
Them the Sketchyadas.
I didn't need them for hooping. I need them for supporting my ankle.
But you still want to be fresh on that court, my nigga. Like,
yeah, that's true.
And that's maybe why I never got into basketball.
No, you know, that's niggas' problem, though, bro. That's that niggas' problem, man, from the jump. Niggas always want to look good. No matter if you sit in the bench, no matter if you fucking playing in the game or you just on the sideline. I remember playing Little League. It was niggas that sat the bench looking better than niggas on the field. Niggas got Little League football. You got the stockings under your pants.
Yeah,
you got the
fresh
long sleeves. You got the visor on. You know what I'm saying? You got a nice number. You got wristbands and towels and shit. Nigga, you sit in the bench the whole game. You look better than half the niggas on the team, though. You ready? You like ready to take the photo shoot? You know the shit, the East Bay magazine. The nigga had all the shit on. Them niggas, they don't even play the game.
Like,
I'm talking about Little League type shit.
And so, can you correlate that with real life? Like niggas with that flash and shit.
Niggas do that all the time. You ain't even in the game.
They not even in the game.
Especially you.
No.
If you somewhere listening to this shit and you don't live in Atlanta, move to Atlanta. You see what I'm talking about? Give yourself about 2 weeks.
It's about 2 weeks.
Holler at a couple niggas. Oh, yeah, I do this, I do that. You find out niggas ain't really doing this and do that. They want to do this and do that. They look the part. Don't get me wrong. They look like they doing it. I thought he really was.
Thought that nigga was on.
Nope.
Not at all.
Nope.
They never heard of him.
Nope. The nigga work at motherfucking Best Buy. Jugging. Got the studio. Yeah, I got a studio. Blah, blah, blah. He don't got no studio, man.
Somebody he know got a studio.
Yeah.
He trying to
jiggle
off you.
He trying to get him one day. Don't get me wrong. He got aspirations, but he told you he got one. He saved all his money up, got him a nice little chain. He breaking his back to look the part. Got a nice little car through some rims on it. He breaking his back. He got two jobs. God damn it. But when he go out, boy, the boy go out.
He a dick holding ass nigga that so can't I can even play that part. Way in the club.
You know what I'm saying? But I can play that part. I look like I can, though. I look like a bottom motherfucker.
I'm trying to tell you, man, motherfuckers don't even want to actually do the work that it takes to get there. They just want to have all the perks that come with it.
Yeah.
Oh, they be like, y'all motherfuckers so ass backwards, bro. I was like, what makes it so good is the hard work and the journey that it took you to get to it. You know what I'm saying? To overcome all the obstacles to get. Like, if it's just...
That bitch, you been trying to fuck off your game, not your money, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
because when you fuck a bitch off game, there's no better feeling. Because you know all you did was talk this bitch out her ass.
Bro, you going, like, it's weird, dog, because, like, you see a lot of old people. Like, I grew up with, you know, I know a lot of old people that were wise and shit. And, you know, they be always like, yeah, I ain't got too many friends no more. You be like, damn, I wonder why. You know what I'm saying? You be like, that's why, dog. Like, shit, you realize at a certain point, dog, like, money, like, it don't matter how much money you spend to attract people to you. You know what I'm saying? The people that really want to be in your life are going to be in your life regardless of financial status. You know what I'm saying? And that's a fact.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
The man over here is speaking some truth for real. Like,
big fact.
You gotta understand, I think everybody in this room is to the age where, I mean, really don't need too many fuck with too many people you went to high school with.
Shit.
You can give a fuck about them, honestly.
That's true. It's still niggas I got love for.
Yeah, all day, every day.
They know who they is.
Especially in the social media age.
But, no, I don't, and it ain't even like that. I don't even, I'm not even in contact with these niggas on social media, but I just know for a fact, if I seen these niggas, it's all love.
It's you
know
that, what I'm saying? But.
All over again.
You're not.
But I ain't looking for them.
Yeah, you're not rushing to impress.
You know what I'm saying? I know they all right. You know what I mean? I ain't looking for them, blah, blah, blah. I ain't looking to impress no motherfucking body. Especially somebody I ain't seen in 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I ain't thought about you in that long, what the fuck I give a fuck about you now? Unless something bad happens to you, I'm like, oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Pray for your family, blah, blah, blah.
But if you's a piece of shit, I'm not. I'm
not. Yeah, let it be known. If I ain't fucking with you in high school, I damn sure ain't fucking with you now.
But you know what? I find that the opposite for me, man. I think a lot of people in high school were so pressured into being cool and shit, so you kind of automatically shun some people off, when in fact, you got more in common with these motherfuckers than anybody else. You just be surprised. And I think now, man, that the pressure of high school is off of us. I've actually made more friends I went to high school with after high school.
Yeah, after the fact. Well, I guess it's different. Know, yeah, I didn't go to high school.
How come we ain't never hang out with niggas? You was rolling with these niggas.
Yeah.
I went to private.
Yeah, exactly. That's how this shit happened.
Same shit. You know, we got kids and shit.
That's exactly how this shit happened.
It is, man. But that's all a part of growth. And you gotta grow. Don't be afraid to grow that shit.
Nah, man. You gotta grow, man. It's all about growing and making something happen out of nothing. I mean, that's just the bottom line. You know, I might be a dirt bag, you know what I'm saying, at heart, but shit, I'm still going to make something grow, you know what I'm saying? I'm still going to make something positive shake.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess that answers my question. It is tricking, even if you do got it.
like,
I don't know, but I think that answers my question. Like, it truly is tricking if you do have it.
Don't feel bad about yourself.
I mean, but don't feel bad. It's good for the economy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
If you got it and you tricking, that's cool.
But no. Long as you're doing it, you spending that money at locally owned businesses,
I
condone it. Like,
you ain't getting shit out of it. Like, if you, this, here go an example. If you go to the strip club every weekend and you spend a few thousand,
well, that's just dumb.
Tricking.
That's just dumb.
And you ain't getting no bitches leaving with you. They ain't, you know what I mean? You don't fuck with none of them.
Nope.
You're tricking. You got it, because it ain't hurt you to spend that.
Nigga.
But you tricking.
See, I'm the worst person to go to a strip club with. And that's terrible, because we live in Atlanta, bro. Like, but like all the homies like going to strip clubs. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I went through my period where I was like, I got to be in a strip club. And after about two or three times, I was just like, you know what, dog? Like, always wake up the next day with that feeling like I lost money. Like, you ever, you know that feeling where you like you genuinely drop some money, and like you drop some money.
Like, you gonna wake up and somebody gonna be like, "Yeah, you went in last night." Like, there gonna be a crowd of people giving you an award for the biggest trick in the club.
Yeah,
nigga, you spent the most money.
Like, yeah,
here's a gift certificate. Yo,
pussy.
None of that, my nigga. Like, you going to wake up and you going to have to make yourself some fucking breakfast.
Yeah, dog. And you going to have to make breakfast because you spit your water. Fucking.
That's what I'm saying.
At the strip club the night before. Breakfast,
nigga.
Yeah.
But no, I think that's just dumb. My thing is, I know I'm getting something out of it if I'm paying, right?
Like, shout out to all the strippers.
If nothing else, I'm going to get some pussy.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, shit, I'll do it once or twice just because it is a tax write-off and a business expense, so.
I mean,
I'll take a client to the strip club.
Going
like,
to
hey, man,
strip club, throwing some money, blah blah blah. Yeah. But it's fucked up when you go
when it's your weekly thing.
You ain't got it, my nigga.
Like, that's your weekly thing. Like, you incorporate tricking into your budget.
Slow the fuck down.
Well, that's what. See, I'm talking about the niggas
who ain't
have it and they don't give a fuck.
Who have it and don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like, I got it. Okay, I got it. Like, and that's the thing. Really, what's tricking, because. Look, man.
I kind of look up to them niggas. They got it and they don't give a fuck. Shit, like,
pussy,
if I had it, I wouldn't give a fuck either. It's going, no, not necessarily. Like, cause shit, if you go in that motherfucker and you spend the money, somebody gonna throw some pussy at you.
Man, I don't know, man. Like,
pussy.
I grew up in the '80s, but like, all my peoples was, you know, born in the '40s, fifties, and sixties. So all my peoples the OGs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got parents that were older. You know what I'm saying? When they had me, and you know. All my uncles tell me tricking is, you know what I'm saying? We got you a little gal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On the side or whatever, a little side dish. And, you know, you paying her bills, do whatever. And you, and you just bust down whenever you want and then ride out.
When niggas got it like that, that ain't tricking.
That's not tricking.
That's having a pussy on hold, like plan, like so that, auto pussy. Like,
so that's a business decision.
Can fake like she like you though. So you're not just paying a whore. You can pay a whore to do that.
So that's a business decision.
She genuinely likes you and you like keeping her around. Alright. That's having a side bitch in itself. Having a side bitch in itself is. That's the same thing as tricking.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Shit, man, it was a wonderful fucking episode, man. I appreciate you helping me answer these questions, bro. Like, yeah. This shit was on my mind like a motherfucker, man. Definitely got to have you back, bro. Yeah, like, you already know. Bye, bye. Show, we ain't got the little sound effects yet, so I'm going to... Bum, 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 bum. It's your boy, Olansky, one eye in person, three eyes on Instagram, because somebody stole Olansky with one eye. I'm coming for that verification check.
We got to hear about this every time. We gotta hear about this every episode until you get it, dog.
Once I get it, bro, like, I'll find something else to obsess about. But right now, it's that.
And you're, it's your boy, JR, you know, J.R. on Instagram, _ J.R. _R. Holla at your boy. It's the Dirtbag.
It's Eddie. Man, look, I appreciate them for having me. This shit dope. They hospitality is amazing. I'm high as a motherfucker. That ain't even that. It's Bullhorn _ on Instagram. These niggas got me feel like I'm
tell
old.
Them.
I don't even remember my motherfucking Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man. Bullhorn _ Mr. Boston, if you type in, I think that should work too.
He got it.
Don't send me no fucking DMs, bitches. I mean,
get all in his DMs.
Hey, man, you said that motherfucker do not use my name at all. Like, you was not with me or associated with me at all.
Y'all can send them to me, too.
Yeah, definitely.
I ain't gonna get in trouble.
I will. It's crazy.
Well, hey, man, it's been a wonderful fucking episode once again.
Yeah, I gotta get out of here. I gotta go pick up my wife.
Yeah, man, it's time to get all. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. I think my girl is about to arrive.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Shit.
Man.
But hey,
all these niggas,
it's been a great one.
Move it to the sound of the crack whip.
Hey, just remember, man, just live and fuck within your budget. like that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit, man.
Tell these niggas, man.
Dirt bags, right?
But I'm high class though.
High class.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Dirt bags, nigga.
Yes.
Yeah, I take you to a real nice restaurant, but you got to order from the appetizers, man.
Hey,
order from the fuck side.
Shit, man, we get this
high class dirtbag.
I be mad when I go to a restaurant and they ain't got no shareables. Hey, like, wait a minute.
I took you there.
Like, we ain't got no shareables. Like,
you
there. Like,
yo,
nah.
I only went to one place like that. It was good as fuck, but that was you can't do that, sir.
You gotta have
order from just the appetizer.
You gotta have some shareables.
But you gotta fucking like you can't eat off her plate.
Uh-huh.
On some goofy shit like that.
Oh, you tried to order one plate of food.
Uh-huh.
We're just gonna get the shrimp scampi. Can I get an extra plate?
Yes, yes, sir.
Not in here, sir. Not in here, sir.
Okay, cool.
Not in here, sir.
All right, girl. I'm gonna drink the rest of this water and pour my scampi in this cup, and just drink the scampi.
Like we only got enough for one drink, and you drink, you crush your water.
I'm not feeling that because y'all coming down on me.
Textbook
order in one.
No, textbook.
Nah, man, shit. I tell you, man, I'm all about the shareables, my dog.
That's textbook.
That shit, man. I get like four shareables, man.
I'll be like, how many jalapenos?
Yeah, you ain't full yet?
Only six jalapeno poppers.
Shit. But I thought, okay, I can order two of those and it'll still be less than a Caesar salad.
That's a whole entree.
I like when they get the bread. Like, yeah, eat like three loaves of that shit. You good. You good.
She be like, ooh, I love this bread.
Yeah.
Fucking yeah. Horrible.
You just keep eating that bread.
I'm going to take you to a five-star restaurant as long as they got dope-ass bread.
Yeah, listen, Olive Garden's fucking... This is a typical dinner at Olive Garden. I shit you not. When you first arrive, they give you unlimited breadsticks and salad, right? You eat this shit until you fucking puke. You fucking puke, right?
Yeah.
Then they have a wine list. And for you to buy the wine, they'll bring you an 8-ounce taste of the wine for free.
Oh. So you done had a glass of wine for free already.
Listen, three, four of them if you want to. I didn't like this. Let me try this. I like this. Let me try this. You keep doing that for the longest time. Listen, if young man, the dude that wants to take this bitch out, but you know you can't afford her. But you know if you take her out, you gonna fuck. Take her to Olive Garden. Do exactly what
you know. What I've been finding out though. A bitch will play you for taking her out of time, bro.
Hey, man, straight up, man. You got to, man, hey, man. Shot,
don't
slide
set
up
these niggas up.
Nah, man, you got to.
Olive Garden used to be a good spot. Now you got to do, you got to think a little outside
nah,
the
nah,
box.
The game changed. Now you got to stand 3 hours in line at Slutty Vegans, bro.
They know what's up with the 2 for $20, B. They know what's up with the 2 for $20.
Bro,
you can't
I'm trying
take
to tell
you, get the 2 for $20.
You gotta go. You gotta go to Slutty Vegan. It's still
you
know,
like
inexpensive,
yeah.
But you just gonna wait for 2 hours.
Slutty Vegan. You gotta go to the vegan pizza joint or something. Some
yeah,
vegan,
some
type
gluten.
Shit.
Like
some
everybody gluten got gluten spot. Allergies, man. Where the hell was y'all at? What was y'all at when they was putting Ritalin in cereal back in the '90s? Like fuck y'all. Like,
you know, got gluten allergy because your mama didn't get you shot because she was scared.
Yeah,
that's
shit,
why.
Gluten right. allergy. That shit, man.
Got allergy.
Shit, man. I grew up eating peanut butter when I was like 2 months old,
nigga,
man.
Nigga,
I tried to get my son peanut butter. It was like, nah, you can't
shelf.
Give a baby peanut butter until he's
these
two. Like, wait
ain't
a minute,
got
what?
No gluten allergy, man.
Like, what?
They been eating all kind of Thanksgiving
shit,
meals.
Come
at
to the south, man. Been inhaling
yeah,
this goddamn pollen for like
getting a whole
30 fucking years.
When
boy.
You was 7 and 8 years old, you wasn't getting no special
pollen.
Yeah.
I'm
die, like, bro, like the boy about to have some shit called yellow lung out this bitch, dog. Like this shit crazy. Shit.
Yellow.
Yeah, like almost died because of this pollen, man. Hey, man, fuck off pollen. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Olansky, one eye real life, 3 eyes on Instagram. Yo, yo.
Yeah, JR, J.R. You know what it is. Peace.
_ Mr. Bostic. I think if you type that in, that shit'll work. I'm gonna keep saying that shit. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, because we dirtbags, though. Like, shit, man. That's some real classy but trashy dirtbag shit, man. I thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.